This is Dr. Olivero dictating for February 22nd, 19.
I laid it right there. Boring. Oh, it's a wrong number.
February 22nd, 2022. The first patient is Robert. Albrandt, the last name is A-H-L, B like in boy, R like in Roger, A-N like in November, D-T, Robert. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old for my elder who is following this office because of the presence of CKD, stage 3B. The patient remains with a zero creatinine, that is 2, the BUN is 21, and the patient has a GFR of 32 mLs per minute. The patient excretes less than 300 milligrams of protein in 24 hours. I have to point out that this patient was started on Farxiga, that has improved the general condition, the control of the blood sugar, and most certainly the kidney function, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under control, the hemoglobin A1C is 6.6, compared to 7.4 that was during the last visit. Number three, a patient has anemia related to CKD that is followed by at the Florida Cancer Center. The patient has been responded very well to the treatment and reached the point in which the appointment is every 2 months. The most recent hemoglobin is 12 grams per cent. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of hairy cell leukemia that is in remission. Following number, coronary artery disease, period. The patient gives history of chest pain after the use of Viagra. The recommendation is to stop the use of it, and we are going to refer him back to the cardiologist, Dr. Arcinas, for a further evaluation. Arcinas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, non-organic sleep apnea that is treated with CPAP. Following number, B12 deficiency and supplementation. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The patient has been complaining of persistent cough that is related to oak pollen allergy. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.